Here I am walking into work. I'm following somebody who's talking on their phone and a Bluetooth, so they don't think I'm crazy anyway. They're just as crazy as me. In fact, they're crazier because I'm doing something interesting and they're just babbling on the phone. I thought about just recording myself as I drive and my comments to other drivers. It would make for, this morning it would have made for an entertaining boo. And now I gotta pause this because he's louder than I am. So yesterday I got all political on you guys. Frankly, I don't think it really matters because I can't imagine that anybody's listening to these anyway. I have no followers. But anyway, after that, I thought I'd switch topics. I subscribed to Popular Photography iPad edition. And I have to say, I like the way subscriptions work on the iPad. I like subscription model that came out. And it works for the customer. You know, Apple was firm about how subscriber information would only be passed on to the publishers if the customer wanted it to be. And that's the real heat, the genesis of the heat against Apple for their subscription model. It's not the 30%, it's the subscriber data. The publishers want that. They don't want to have to get permission from anybody first. They want to make it a prerequisite of you subscribing to their content. But anyway, Popular Photography does a few things wrong. All their pages have narrow single column text. And then you scroll down. Well, when you scroll down, sometimes at points that are appropriate to the words on the page, the pictures change behind it. And then you can double tap on it to view just the picture, but it doesn't work very fluidly. Sometimes you have to make it snap. And then when you scroll back, the picture doesn't change back until you scroll even further, and sometimes things get out of alignment. I'm not a big fan of it. I think that Wired Magazine and National Geographic have done the formatting and the layout and the presentation right. And I like those. If Wired had a subscription model for their magazine, I would subscribe. It's a lot easier to get somebody to pay $20 or $15 or $12 once, and then everything feels like free when you're getting it. Plus, you don't have to automatically look. You get notified when new issues are out and all that. But I'm not going to pay $4 an issue for Wired and manually have to go, look and see if there's more or whatever. Just, I'm not going to pay $4 an issue. So, I don't know what Wired's up to. I don't know why they haven't converted over to the subscription model now that it's available. I don't know if they're trying to milk early purchasers of their digital edition and make up some costs. I'm sure it's not cheap to produce these things, especially considering that subscriber numbers have to be low. Relatively speaking, they're very low, I'm sure. So, I don't know. But maybe at some point they'll go to a subscription model. And if they do, then I'm on board. I'll buy Wired. But the presentation is important, and Wired does it right. I like that magazine. I thought National Geographic, at least the ones that I looked at, were very well done. I looked at their a free sample that they had. But Popular Photography, I don't like the single paragraphs. I don't like the fact that they put little blurbs beside the paragraphs on each page that really don't lead anywhere. They're just single paragraph text. And it's a little, I don't know. They need refinement. They should look at Wired and National Geographic of examples. I have an iPad in landscape mode. I want to view a lot of text at once. So Popular Photography, $15 a year on the iPad. Not bad, but it has some improvement before I actually enjoy reading it. It's a little bit irritating. The way you have to scroll, the way the pictures have to snap for the appropriate picture to be behind the subject is not as smooth as, say, Wired or National Geographic. So Popular Photography, if you're listening to this boo, even though no one is, please fix that, because I just paid $15 a year for you. Bye.